Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. There's a very fascinating tradition from Imam Hassan عليه السلام that, you know, many of us may wonder, okay, why is the Imam saying this? What is the reason for this? I mean, this is not something that, you know, we may do easily. But if you think about it, you see that, no, the Imam, obviously being the Imam, is hitting a very important point. He's, you know, targeting something that we may not have been paying attention to. And this is the importance of, you know, listening to the Imams, because there are certain things we think that we know, but in fact we don't. And it's up to them, it is their responsibility to show it to us so that we will not commit that particular mistake. So this tradition from the second holy Imam, Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, he says that when your nawafil or your recommended acts, your mustahab acts, when they affect and they impact on your compulsory acts, your wajib acts, those acts that you have to do, or as tradition says, those fariḍa, those things which are compulsory, then leave and ignore those recommended acts. Why? Because obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the compulsory and wajib acts from you. The recommended acts are in fact a means of attaining the perfection of those compulsory acts. They in and of themselves are not something that is, you know, without the compulsory acts, these mustahab acts doesn't really have much worth. They are there to complete the wajib acts and the compulsory ones. For example, it is compulsory for us to pray 5 times a day. One of the mustahab acts and recommended acts that can be done is the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra salam wa alayha after the salah, after we finish the prayer. So if a person just focuses on the prayer beads, on the tasbih, without focusing and ignoring the prayer completely, like he has a tasbih in his hand every day and he recites it, but he ignores his salah, this is not something that a person should do, he should ignore it. And there are obviously other explanations. For example, the word that comes in the riwayat is nawafil. The nawafil is normally used for recommended prayer, recommended salah. So one of the things could be that if you take so much time in performing these recommended prayers that you miss the time for your compulsory prayer, ignore the recommended prayer and go towards the wajib and the compulsory one. And there are other also possible explanations that one can give about this beautiful tradition from Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who don't neglect our wajibat and our compulsory acts in order to perform those acts that are recommended and those acts that are mustahab. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد.